Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Emmy award-winning producer from Chicago, Brian Schodorf, who's got a special on Channel 11 this Thursday night. Brian, good morning. How you doing today?
Hi, Bob. How are you? Good morning. Hope you're hanging in there.
Yeah, I'm up to about 60%. And interested in this program you have tonight, Chicago at the Crossroad. You talk to gang members in the city, community activists and leaders, gunshot victims. And what questions were you trying to answer with this documentary, Brian?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So this is a film that has taken a while to complete, as a lot of documentaries do. So we started filming this in parts way back in the mid-2000s. And when I first saw Chicago public housing, because I'm a transplant from Kansas, on my way to Columbia College, Chicago, I thought that public housing seemed very intentional. You know, these large buildings, warehouse-like structures that were really in the final stages of inhabitability. And looking at some of the policy issues that went along with public housing, you really begin to uncover the history of housing suppression in Chicago, racial suppression. And, you know, when you talk about violence, we know that violence, you know, isn't something that's taught. People aren't inherently violent. So we have to look at policy in this city to really address a lot of the issues that we see on the news and that a lot of people see firsthand every day.
Gun violence is going down, actually, in most major cities, but not here in Chicago. What is it about our city that's different?
Well, gun violence in Chicago is very stubborn. If you look in the last 60 years, you know, we've had over 40,000 murders. And this past year, gun violence went down in the city. But overall, if you look at our history, you know, we have over 700 murders a year in Chicago, which is abnormal for cities. You know, the 90s, it was bad. New York was bad. Los Angeles was bad. But they've managed to get their violence under control. Chicago doubles New York and Los Angeles combined, and we only have 20% of the population. So we got to look at what they've done to control their violence, but they don't have a lot of the same issues we did. You know, they're not nearly as segregated as Chicago. So you can look at public housing, you can look at our highway systems, and it is glaring in this city specifically, you know, when we talk about segregation.
Other cities have not solved this problem or made the gun violence numbers go down just by adding more cops. That's not the answer, is it?
No, that is something that gets thrown around. So we have to understand a few things when we talk about policing. Now, first of all, there is deeply rooted distrust in a lot of these communities from community members towards the police, towards the media, towards the school systems. So as we look at investing in these communities, now we have to be just as intentional with the investment as we were with the intentionality in the disinvestment when it came to taking away. So closing the schools down, isolating people in these high-rise buildings, tearing them down, and then essentially desegregating people around the city again. So the third time people have been displaced, specifically African Americans. Now that's what we're talking about here. So with the violence, you have to talk about the price tag that comes with it. You know, we have an outward migration of people. We're losing our young talent, specifically our African American families. A lot of the middle class families are leaving. They don't want to be around the violence. Fair enough. Our hospital bills, our police overtime, it all goes into it. But when we talk about policing, we like to think more of community institutions that can have a direct effect on young people. So there's a community institution in Lawndale called the Firehouse Community Arts Center. So young people who are at risk can go there and get counseling, mentorship. First thing you got to do is get some of these young guys who have been traumatized. We talk about PTSD. But traumatized, get them off the street, retrain them. Start getting back into their mentality to try to get back to normalcy, job training, and trying to work on that high school diploma to give some guys some hope, empower young men so we can move on and see if we can help some kids.
Yeah, more police, not the answer. Public housing wasn't the answer. I'm glad that you're looking for answers and can't wait to see this documentary, 15 Years in the Making. It premieres Thursday night at 8 on WTTW, and they'll be replaying it from time to time. I know you've got a replay also on Sunday evening at 5. Chicago at the Crossroad, produced by Emmy-winning producer Brian Schodorf. It sounds like a really worthwhile examination of our city's problems, Brian. Congratulations on the work.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Can't wait to see the program. Have a good day, Brian.
Talk to you. Bye.